Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, it's always such a pleasure to have you back with us on the show this week. And we will continue our lovely journey around Ireland as we give everybody some nice ideas for staycations this year. Because as we've talked about before, more and more people now are taking the wise option to stay at home. We'll do that in a moment. But first, we've had a couple of emails in with questions that I thought we should answer, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely, Carol. Great to talk to you again. Lots of same questions again with the kind of uncertainty around flights. Like a lot of people still having problems with refunds and vouchers and holiday balances. And yeah, it just goes on and on.
Okay, so the first one here is from Tony O'Neill, who says himself and his wife are due to fly to Canada on September the 4th for 7 days with Aer Lingus. Now, the flights are fully paid for. He says, do you know if it's possible to move the dates without penalty to travel to April or in April next year?
Yeah, Carol. And the answer to that is yes. Aer Lingus are allowing people to change flights up to the 31st of December without any change fees. Now, if there is a difference in fare between this and next April, I mean, they can play around with that, then they would have to pay the fare difference. But there's no change fee to change the flight. And that applies to all flights to all destinations. If you go on to aerlingus.com/support, changing your booking there, they'll actually, you'll see it's all on their website. So yeah, they're still very good on that, Aer Lingus, so that you can still change your flights without, as I said, Carl, any change fees. So yes is the answer to that. He just has to make sure that he can try and get the same fare or a better fare in April.
All right. And you got an email in regarding Ryanair flights.
Yeah, I got an email in there from Aoife Duffy, and she was just saying, hi Ed, I'm due to fly with Ryanair to Amsterdam later in this month. Is there any chance that I can get a voucher or a refund? And I was actually emailing Aoife, and I found out that her flight actually hadn't been cancelled. So Aoife, just to recap on that again, unfortunately, as I was saying to people over the last few weeks, unless the airline cancels your flight, you really haven't got any other option. Either you either take the flight and go, or you try and change it. But with Ryanair, they did have a policy where if you had booked new bookings for July and August, it depends really, Carl, when the booking was made. So she just needs to go onto the Ryanair website and manage your booking and do it from there. But no, you can't actually get a refund or a voucher if you decide that you just don't want to travel yourself, unfortunately. It is only if the flights are cancelled, or in the chance that if you do have travel insurance and the Department of Foreign Affairs say that this place isn't, you know, is a place that you shouldn't be traveling to, then you could possibly claim back. But I find, Carl, that an awful lot of people that just book flights to Amsterdam with Ryanair wouldn't necessarily take the insurance option unless they have an annual insurance. So, yeah, so unfortunately, the only thing you can do there, Aoife, is if you don't want to go on the flight and it's not cancelled, just to try and change your booking.
All right, fair enough, Ed. Okay, and by the way, ed@traveltalk.ie is the email address. So if you're listening and you have another question, please do get in touch with us. So ready, set and pedal for our little trip around Ireland this week, Ed, as we continue to plan our staycations. And we're staying in the sunny southeast, heading for the Waterford Greenway, which I have to admit, now this is something which I'd never even heard of, and it's not a million miles away.
Carol, this is amazing. Actually, the Waterford Greenway has actually transformed this corner of the southeast, really. You know, it's 46 kilometre cycle route. It runs between Waterford City and Dungarvan. And it's really amazing, Carol. I mean, I did it a little bit of it last year myself. It's 46 kilometres, right? Like, if you're not Sean Roach, or you know what I mean, if you're not sort of a really good cyclist, you know, you may not want to do it all in one day, and depending on the weather as well. But it is really, really beautiful. You come across all these different fantastic viaducts there, and they have beautiful old railway lines and stuff. And that's what I found really, really beautiful about it. It's really inspired a whole new wave of sort of casual cyclists, Carl, really, I guess, if that's what you'd say, you know, rather than... And you can walk it as well, of course. You know, it's not just for cyclists. And I mean, what's beautiful about it is it goes all along the coast there. And I mean, Dungarvan is absolutely stunning. The one thing I would say to people is just pace yourself on it, because, you know, you just wouldn't want to overdo it there, right, again. But as I was saying to you, the 10 kilometers from Dungarvan to Durrow is a stunner. Again, there's general rules on it, you know, like you cycle on the left, you pass on the right, kind of, you know, don't be shy about using your bell, because it can get quite busy. And your stops as well, Carol, right? You should plan your stops. I was saying that the Waterford and Shore Valley Railway is lovely. There's a famous place, the Coach House Coffee House, right, which is a famous place. The food is amazing. And it's in Kilmacthomas, and that's really, really lovely. And it's set in a historic famine workhouse. So, Carol, and it's blooming with flowers. There's gorgeous goodies on the menu. There's a fabulous shop called On Shop of Biog, which is another sweet
shop. Is
that
a little shop? Is that a little shop?
It is, Carol. Yes. It's a little shop with two big people, two big hearted people, Tom and Helen O'Mahony. And they have become celebrities, Carol, actually, of the whole place, because they're it's like you step back in time, and it's an old kind of a sweet shop there. And there's a fabulous pub, O'Mahony's, is another great hostelry down there as well. And it's all beautiful black and white photos of the railways on the walls there. The railway ceased operation in 1967. It was the Great Southern and Western Railway. And I mean, it used to provide a link between the Victorian Tunnel and the Ballyvole Viaduct. And the amazing thing is you cycle over the viaduct now. They've done it so well that it's really, really fabulous.
It sounds gorgeous, I have to say. Let me just ask you a question, just to go back to what you were saying, that if you're not terribly fit, you might want to kind of do it in stages. What about if you want to stop and stay overnight?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that an option?
Absolutely.
Close by?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Now, there's a great company there, Carol, in fact, on that. If you go to waterfordgreenway.com, there's a great company, the Waterford Greenway Cycle Tours and Bike Hire. They do a really cool different type bikes, right? They do hybrid bikes, electric bikes. If you want to do a really enjoyable trip, like if you want an electric bike, they have bikes with chairs and seats at the back for kids. They operate different locations, so you can stop off as well. And like, there's loads of lovely hotels there and sort of guest houses in Dungarvan, in Waterford, of course, Carl, you're spoiled. So there's a lot of places, a lot of people would be kind of base themselves there. But you can book with them as well. And then you can actually, they do a shuttle service. Now, you would want to just check how the shuttle service is operating at the moment with the current safety requirements and stuff. But it's really, really good. So if you don't have all your own stuff, it's really easy to do that with them as well. And that's okay. One that I would definitely recommend as well. And you can stay along the way. Dungarvan and that whole coast, Carol, is just absolutely beautiful. And of course, if you want to treat yourself to something very fancy, you could go to the wonderful Tannery restaurant, which is down there. And of course, they have won awards for their amazing food as well.
Sounds gorgeous. Isn't it amazing, you know, how many wonderful, wonderful experiences are right on our doorstep. And sometimes we think that we need to go abroad to have all these experiences. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, don't get me wrong. But I do think that we are in danger often of missing out what really we have right here.
You're absolutely right about that, Carl. Listen, by the way, another website I wanted to give you, there's another famous guy down there called the Greenway Man, thegreenwayman.com. That's the name of the company. But they do great sort of escorted trips as well and different packages. So that's one worth checking out as well. And when you were asking me there, I wanted to actually just mention the Park Hotel Dungarvan and Lawler's Hotel, just to give people an idea. The prices start at about 109 per room, or per person, sorry, Carl, bed and breakfast. If you wanted something kind of nice, they're just two that I would know there that are very, very good as well.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much for that. Really enjoyed hearing about that now, I have to say. And we will continue on our journey next week. And just again, a reminder that if you have any questions for Ed, ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, as always, a pleasure. And should we chat again next week?
Absolutely, Carl. Have a lovely weekend.
Travel Talk. Discover Germany from home today at germany.travel. Bringing Germany home to you.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.